I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine Monday for the first time in more than 2.5 years. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials before he left in a car. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said that in his meeting with Zelensky, he will announce further military supplies this month, totaling 650 million euros. He said that Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say. I'm Karen Chamas.
Weeks before he was scheduled to be sentenced on gun and tax violations, the son of U.S. President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, received a pardon from his father, despite previous pledges from the president that he would not do so. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As he stepped off a train in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Chancellor Scholz was greeted by a delegation of Ukrainian officials before he left in a car. The visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for having a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their call came at a time of widespread speculation about what the new administration of President-elect Donald Trump will mean for Ukraine. Scholz said that in his meeting with Zelensky, he will announce further military supplies this month, totaling 650 million euros. He said that Ukraine can rely on Germany. We say what we do and we do what we say. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden, meanwhile, has traveled to Africa for a 2-day visit to Angola. Biden is the first U.S. president to visit Africa since 2015. This is VOA News.